AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. One woman in Burlington, Washington says it's nerve-wracking. A gunman is still at large. Five people were shot and killed at a local mall last night. Sergeant Mark Francis is with Washington State Patrol.
Stay indoors. Stay secure. If you see something, say something. But definitely stay locked down in your houses until we can get this guy caught.
Police say they don't know the gunman's identity and are asking the public for help. Police Lieutenant Chris Kamek says a man was killed as well as four women.
Four females ranging in age from a teenager to seniors.
Police say the gunman initially went into the mall without a weapon, but 10 minutes later went inside Macy's with a rifle and started shooting. There is a demonstration going on in Charlotte, North Carolina this afternoon.
Hands up! Don't shoot! Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Black lives matter!
This is the fifth day of rally since a black man was shot and killed by police in Charlotte earlier in the week. At the opening of the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, President Obama says the museum can provide useful information from the past to explain things in the present.
Perhaps it can help a white visitor understand the pain and anger of demonstrators in places like Ferguson and Charlotte.
The nation's first African-American president opened the museum today by ringing a bell from a historic African-American church. A funeral was held in Columbus, Ohio today for 13-year-old Tyree King. He was shot and killed by a police officer who was investigating a report of an armed robbery. Investigators in Columbus say King pulled out a BB gun that looked like a real firearm. Officials have lowered their estimate of where the swollen Cedar River will crest in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, but they are still asking people to stay out of the city's downtown area tomorrow night, and they're asking people to help with sandbagging. This is AP Radio News. Britain's Labour Party has re-elected its leader. Marta McDalek reports.
Veteran socialist Jeremy Corbyn has defeated Owen Smith, a challenge to his year-old leadership of the divided opposition party. Corbyn won almost 62% of the more than 500,000 votes cast by Labour members and supporters. He has strong grassroots support from followers dubbed Corbynistas, but many Labour legislators believe his left-wing views are out of step with public opinion. Marta McDalek, London.
At the Vatican, Pope Francis met relatives of victims of the attack in Nice, France. He encouraged them to resist what he called the great temptation to respond to hatred with hatred and to violence with violence. Nice's former mayor gave the Pope a basket of 86 flowers to symbolize the 86 victims of the July 14th attack. The Pope spoke individually to each of the family members. Some of them were weeping or wiping away tears. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.